Thank y'all. Good afternoon. My name is Tanya G. Gratefully recovered by God's grace, one day at a time, and I live in Louisiana. Thank y'all so much, and thank you, Alex, for asking me to share. I'm just going to say the quick set aside prayer. God, please help me set aside and help us set aside everything that we think we know about you, everything we think we know about ourselves, everything we think we know about others, and everything we think we know about our own recovery, so that we may have an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Please help us see the truth. It's interesting. I was listening to a speaker earlier today talk about step one. Of course, obviously, Happy New Year to everyone. And I'm 2023. I'm so grateful that I'm not starting a diet. I'm not. It's just another day, really. It's just a Sunday. I think I was really born a compulsive overeater. I started dieting when I was 12. Wasn't overweight. I was that chubby kid or that chubby girl. If you look at pictures, in the school uniforms, and so I really had a hard time with that, because I've looked at them recently, and I didn't bring any pictures, but I wasn't the skinniest, but I wasn't obese either. You know, like I said, I just was, you know, chubby. But I also know that on the weekends, my dad would take me, because I was the only child for 7 years. He would take me by myself so my mother could go shopping. This is what my mother told me. I don't remember any of this. And we would go have donuts. Imagine that. So no wonder that's part of my crack cocaine, what I call food and sugar. But, you know, like I said, I started dieting when I was 12. And I think it was really all my life I felt out of control. Like I felt like my dad died when I was 8 years old. And so I just felt like life was out of control. And I think that's the only way, you never know why. And I don't know why I'm a compulsive overeater. I just am. I also have other, you know, I come from another program, but, I get it honest. And I just think I wanted to control everything. And I just thought if I could control my weight, I control the outside, then everything would be okay on the inside. And I may get emotional, but today I don't have to control anything. It's very hard, you know, but it's about today for me. Step one is about surrendering. You know, I tried to control my whole life, and I still try to control things outside of me because I think I have to fix it, but I can't control food. I cannot. I've tried even in these years for over 30 years. I have been in OA since I was 19. And you know, I had abstinence as I knew it then. We read the big book, which I'm so grateful that this is a big book meeting, but I don't have to ever go on a diet again. And I have, like I said, I'll just kind of backtrack, but, I just was always the girl going on a diet, but always continuously gaining weight. I could gain 30 pounds in a month, you know, and so I was actually, by the time I was a senior in high school, I was the biggest girl in the class, and it was very humiliating and humbling. And so I never wanted to be that again. Like I said, I got to OA by the grace of God. I tried all these tricks. I tried the liquid diet. I tried the $500 calorie diet. I used diet pills. I tried to throw up. Thank God I couldn't throw up, but I was always continuously getting bigger and bigger, and it was miserable. I did a lot of self-harm too, as well. Looking back on it, I don't want to do that. By the grace of God, I'm not doing that today. And I think, you know, I know for me, being tired is one of my biggest triggers. I know that they talk about one of the slogans, you know, is don't get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And I didn't realize it but I was exhausting myself. And no wonder I ate when I was tired, you know, because I didn't do what normal people do, which is go and lay down and take a nap or just rest my eyes like I did for 20 minutes before this meeting. And I forgot to set my timer. So God woke me up. But, you know, I didn't, and I feel, you know, better about it. And then I didn't know anything about self-care. Like I said, I thought that I had, you know, been defeated by food, but it can only get worse. My highest weight that I've been is I stopped weighing when I was 168 pounds. I've never grown taller than I am today. And in seventh and eighth grade, which is about 5'3". So that was the largest that I ever got. And then, and so my, you know, I've also been under 100 pounds, which was not that too many years ago. So I can go both ways. And so that's why my eating behaviors and my food plans and my volume eating. And that's why it's so important for me to have a weighed and measured food plan, you know, by a nutritionist. Today I have worked the steps many times, but today I have food neutrality. And the doctor's opinion, it talks about that we have to have entire abstinence, meaning that I have to put down and put away all those alcoholic foods. Oh, by the way, I tried to, you know, control food by not eating, by using six packs, or it ended up being six packs of sugar-free gum by chewing that, always constantly having gum, you know, all of these different ways that I did. There's a speaker that some of y'all may have heard before, and he talks about that I have to run out of ideas, you know, and that I had to run out of ideas. And I kept trying to think, even in the rooms of OA. Now, I will say this, to anyone that's new or struggling, don't leave. Keep coming back. I mean, I truly want to say that, because this is the only place. This is the last house on the block. So this is it, you know, and I have been suicidal before, and I don't want to ever get back there today. You know, when I woke up, or, you know, got up from laying down, I thought, you know, today I'm not binging. Today I'm not, you know, laying down all day, you know, eating food. And even though I'm stuffed to my gills, I'm going to these different, you know, I call them crack houses, these, you know, 7-Elevens or whatever you want to call them. I'm not doing that today. I'm not, you know, wasting hours and hours and riding around eating in my car, by the grace of God. That's only a miracle, you know, and, but it is a true allergy of the body and a mental twist of the mind, because the mental twist is what gets me a lot of times between all these feelings. So having said that, I guess I want to just really fast forward, and I just want y'all to know to not, just don't stop, just keep coming back. Cause I know, I really truly believe that every relapse I had was another level of surrender to my higher power and to this program. And it wasn't about control. So I finally gave up the sweeteners. This is just for me, all of that. And I don't do that today, you know, which is a freaking miracle. I don't even have to have unsweetened iced tea if, you know, if I don't want that. I mean, and I'm not trying to focus on the food, but I just want to say all of those things are just a miracle. What I found was when I talked to my last sponsor that I got, she said, Tanya, this is a good experience. This is good that this happened. I was thinking, this lady is nuts telling me that I've relapsed and this is a good thing. But I was hopeful, because she said, now you can have a new experience. And I realized what I didn't do the last time was I didn't continue to do 10 steps, meaning that I would do one at the end of the day. Well, I can't just do one 10th step a day. You know, I had the buildup of human emotion. And I also didn't let go of a resentment that I had done multiple times, multiple 10th steps. It was on my fourth and fifth step. And I also realized too, that I didn't make two amends. And those were very painful amends too. And I'm so grateful. And one of those was to my dad at his grave, because I had not been there for over 40 years. And so, that was, I think, letting go of that resentment too, you know, because he truly was a very sick man and he did the best he could. I truly believe he was an alcoholic, you know. Having said that, going forward this time, she said, I want you to write down all the alcoholic behaviors. You know, we started over and doing the quiet time. I had a whole new experience. I did the third step about four times, three different people on my knees. And then I even got to find Dr. Bob's third step prayer. And that's really been an amazing experience. If you haven't found that, that's a great prayer that I try, because it's so humbling to say that I've messed up my life and I will do whatever. And she also, before we said the third step prayer, forgot to add that we read pages 60 to 63 on the third step, you know, and it talks about how I'm trying to run the show. And so today I'm just grateful that I can just surrender by doing 10 steps, by doing 11 and 12, and that I can continue to do in my nightly review. I stopped doing all those things. So warning sign about to make sure that I, you know, continue to do those things. So, because it is true that if I rest on my laurels, you know, the food will always come back, and I don't, and, I don't want that by the grace of God one day at a time. You know, the wonderful thing about, this staycation, as I called it, or this pandemic, is I work with senior citizens. So it was very stressful. There's no way I could have made it without this program. I mean, none. And so I also found, you know, because we couldn't go anywhere too far or be around people, especially early on. I found this pond right near my house that I had totally forgotten about. It's actually near a hospital. And I wanted to go out in nature, and besides being my neighborhood and something, and it's only higher power. And in fact, today I do want to go out there. I thought about going out there to share. But and so what happened is, I call it my God pond now. And so I just really, especially when the sun beams down onto the water, it just, like, it sparkles. And I see God in nature a lot of times. So I know my share probably won't be 20 minutes, but for today. But I just want to give anyone and everyone, if you are struggling, y'all give me hope. Y'all take my 10 steps. You know, y'all do my nightly review. I work with people. I have a sponsor. I go to meetings pretty much morning, noon, and night. You know, I don't know about noon, but morning and night for sure. I found a home group. I found out about these phone meetings. And those are kind of my staple too as well. I got to meet you know, Alex, which is it introduced me to another meeting that we go to at night. And again, I just want to give anyone hope, if you are struggling, that the miracle can keep on, you know, happening for you too. And they also said, you know, to not give up on the miracle, because they keep continuing. And that's one of the things that my sponsor also had me do every day, not only the gratitudes, but to start looking for the miracles. And the miracles doesn't mean that, you know, I saw somebody walking on water. It's a miracle that I see that I'm not eating compulsively, or that somebody let me, you know, out taking a left-hand turn, or I happen to see a bird that I particularly like, you know, or something like that, that it can be that simple. I just know for me, I just have to get out of the way and just know that God is with me. You know how they keep saying on page 55 that we can't deny that he's always been with me. And I look back at all the times in my life. We had a flood down here in 2016. He didn't have to send me a helicopter or or anything like that. I got out with the babies and the dogs on the boat, you know. But you know, that anything can happen if I just, you know, stick with y'all, stick with the fellowship, stick with higher power, and stick with the program. So I'm just going to cut it short and believe it or not, and because I love to talk, but with that, I'll pass. Thank you.